So, Bells,
welcome
we're up to
back.
Our third podcast of the season.
Really? Mm-hmm. Three already? Yep. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
And we're in the thick of the season at the moment. It's cold, it's wet.
It is.
I'm tired, man. I don't know. If I
from your countless trainings.
From all the trainings that I go to, from playing all the for 2 minutes. I think I'm just exhausted.
She's exhausted.
I'm burnt out.
You need a rest.
I do. I need a holiday.
You need a holiday.
I really do.
Let's just quickly talk about you. How's exams?
Exams are over. I had my last exam today.
Yes.
And I have to tell you a funny story. So obviously today is the day Taylor Swift tickets went out.
Yes. Don't even talk about it. I've been online for 7 hours and still haven't got
ridiculous.
It.
Ridiculous. Anyway, my sister stayed home from school to get tickets. And she was on for like 7 hours at the point. I think 8 hours actually overall. But
wait, what?
She was waiting for tickets halfway through, during my exam.
Wait,
so I was
really?
In my room and she was getting tickets. And she had like a meltdown, like crying, screaming. Taylor Swift was playing.
No.
It was hilarious. It wasn't hilarious because I was in my exam. So she was like, screaming, crying, running down the hallway, like
screaming,
banging.
Crying, perfect storms.
That song was probably playing. No, and literally. I literally had to come out and say, sorry, Aurelia, I'm sorry, but can Taylor just hold off for a second?
Can Taylor just hold off?
Because I only have half an hour left of my exam.
No, literally. Like, can she just...
Like, sorry, Taylor. But you picked the worst time.
Rules.
But we got tickets in the end, so it's all good.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah. How's your day been?
Yeah, it's been good.
Paramedic?
I'm ready for this semester to be over, but I'm also ready for this week of footy. After last week, we are on a high.
We are.
So we should... Let's talk about that. Okay. So let's go
boys
through the boys'
results. Let's
the boys'
do it.
Game. Now we'll start off with our beautiful A grade. Kingies.
We did go and see them this
at
week
at Cooper Stadium Friday night.
It was very fun.
Big game.
It was freezing.
Freezing, but so fun.
So great to see.
Like
them.
We love this
I love
game.
Seeing them at Cooper's.
I know. It's
I like being like above them, like looking down,
like we're superior.
Yeah, kind of thing.
It's amazing.
It's great.
We didn't drink. I know you wanted to because you
I was
have
begging
this theory.
For it. I was begging.
Because you have this theory that.
I was dying for
that
it.
That you play better when you're hungover, which I think is a great theory.
I think it's true. I think it's a true theory.
The proof's in
I've
the pudding.
I've tried it out a couple of times and every single time it's worked.
It's
wonders.
Worked wonders. Well, let's talk about our beautiful A grade. So
yes, give me the results.
We ended up winning 101-46.
Amazing.
Which is an amazing effort.
Yeah.
We've got best players, including. Max Thring, Has George, beautiful man. Rory Ullman,
oh,
who came back and played
so
with us.
That was so sweet.
Beautiful Rory. Anthony great. Wilson, and then best player, Dylan Hopkins.
Hoppy.
I know.
Like, we love Hops.
Become more of a beautiful human being, I do.
He's the best.
He's amazing. Okay, goal kickers. Nick Didham, 3. Mark Evans.
Markita.
Markita. 3. Anthony Wilson, 3. Forsey, 2.
2 for Forst.
I know. He's amazing. Has George 1, Darcy McCrossy 1, Henry Reid 1, and Adam Zenny 1. And that goal from Zenny was nuts. I remember looking at him and he did this little dodge. And I was like,
dodge.
This man
dodge,
is
dodge.
On fire.
Let he's a great player.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Really
so
is.
Good job, boys. Very proud of you there.
Well
now,
done.
B grade. Huge win.
B grade.
Again at Cooper's. They played before A grade.
They did. We saw both. I came to both. I was
yeah,
a committed.
We were committed.
Yeah.
And B grade, did they dominate 106-14?
Yeah, amazing.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I was distracted, I think, for lots of their game, though, because I was talking about Europe, but I was still there.
Well, you were still there, which is
yeah,
all that matters.
And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed
exactly.
it immensely.
Now, best players. Fifth best, Ryan Thompson, Liam Swatala,
nice.
Tom Evans, Maxi Reid. And Oscar Swatala. So you had both the Swatala brothers.
I love the Swatala brothers.
I know, they're beautiful,
they're
beautiful
so
men.
Lovely.
Now, goal kickers Tom Evans, 7.
Wow.
7 goals. Like, that's just a joke.
That's
now
crazy.
You're just, like, showing off.
I'm so happy I had him on Ladies' Day. I had him and Mark Evans.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it was great.
Oscar Swatala, 3. Sam Carruthers, 2. Amazing, Sammy. Neddy Boy, 1. Ned Carruthers, 1. Angus Cotha, 1. Maxi Reid, 1. Josh Izzoanetti, 1. Like,
wow.
Incredible.
That was a very good
but
spread,
like,
isn't
Tom
it?
Tom Evans, you are insane. Amazing. Now, C grade, Ellie Girl, again, dominated. Like, I actually think this is a bit of a joke now.
Did C's play on Saturday?
They played the Saturday, 12:15 at Haslam. And they won 123-35.
Oh my goodness.
Like, this was a huge weekend for the club.
Oh yeah, I was there actually as well. Yeah. I went to so many of these games.
I know.
Like, thinking back, I was amazing. Like the number one supporter.
Best players. Jesse Finneman, fifth best. Good man. Jamie Dunn, fourth best. Tom Roberts, third best. Alistair Linky, second best. And Mark Bichetti.
Amazing. Sly.
Amazing. Incredible. Goal kickers. Mark Bichetti, 5. Nick Bentley, 5. Will Hammond, 2. Henry Ilman. Henry, 2. Mitchell Zilm, 2. Jamie Dunn, 1. And James O'Halloran, 1.
Wow.
I know. Fingers. Incredible.
Fingers. What a amazing spread as well. So I know. Many goal kickers.
So diverse.
I love that.
I'm obsessed. Now, finally, the best, arguably the best league.
I'm going to say it's my favourite team.
I'm going to say it's my favourite team too. Like, D-grade.
They're so entertaining to watch. We love them.
They're our mighty D-grade, but I have sad news.
What happened?
Our mighty D-grade lost.
Oh, no.
And you're never going to guess to who. I think it was to Marcus Bernardi.
No, Marcus.
I know.
Of course they lost. How could they win against Marcus Bernardi? They couldn't.
So it was at Park 9 on Saturday. It was against PAC, and unfortunately PAC came out with the win, 38-21.
Damn it. But positive, okay. Marcus won, so that's great.
I know, we well love done, Marcus. Now, best players, Charlie Bowen, fifth best, good boy Charlie. Jack Richards, fourth. Eddie Elias, third. Jack Whiteman, second. And Will Watts, first. So good job,
great
boys.
Love.
And goal kickers, Charlie Bowen, 2. And T. Wilson, 1.
Wow, okay.
Amazing.
Slay. Well done,
that's
boys.
Okay. Good job, boys.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Shit happens. Stuff happens.
We can't all just be winning by 100 points every week. Like, that's a bit of a joke.
That's like a dream. That's what dreams are made of.
We can get there. But like, sometimes we need to be humbled a bit, okay? Yeah. So we can't go out with all the wins, but I'm proud of it.
I'm so proud of us. Yeah.
Good job, boys. And we'll be on to the next topic now. Thank you, Nettie. What a game.
What a game.
We were against Flinders Park.
Flinders Park,
they're a good team to play.
Really great team.
It was competitive, you know.
Very
competitive. It wasn't like an easy game whatsoever.
No.
It was a good competition and a great game for the boys to come watch.
It was, but it was raining.
It was.
It was a bit frustrating.
I did have fresh tan on, so did many others.
You didn't actually wash your tan off.
No, and I was looking like a little Brazilian out there.
You were.
Sopping wet.
You were.
With my freshly washed hair just completely transformed by the end of the game, but that's okay.
None of us have adapted to play footy without tanning or like washing our hair.
No,
before.
And I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
Now, the game score. We had a win, which is amazing, and it was a strong win too. It was 36-24.
Amazing.
Against Flinders Park. So very proud of the girls.
And Flinders Park were at the top of the ladder, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was a top team to be playing.
And, you know, we knew it was going to be a hard game, but we just really turned it up.
We did.
It was that third quarter. We were a bit worried by the third quarter. We were like, not worried. We just needed a bit of a... We
needed to pick it up.
I feel like always our third quarter is just our best quarter. I know it's like...
It is. I always feel like the first quarter, we're always just getting used to the other team and being how are we going to play this game?
Totally. And then quarter three, we are ready to go. Johnny always gives us a big hype up.
At halftime,
we pulled through. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. It's great.
Far as best players... is concerned, we have Emma Chappell, number 5, incredible rucker. She was amazing. She just dominated in the rucking position.
She did. She always does.
She's just this amazing giraffe. She's an athletic
giraffe.
And Anna
White is also rucking as well.
Yes, Anna White was rucking. She was amazing too. They both just like go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah.
Ash Carter, Ashy girl. We love Ashy, don't we?
Ash.
She's such a little dynamite, little puppet rocker.
She is.
She gets the ball and she's gonna get it out.
She's gonna do something with it.
You know, she's always reliable.
Yeah.
She's just amazing. She's like a good Earl Grey tea. You can never go wrong.
A French Earl Grey, maybe?
You just never go wrong with an Earl Grey.
I know.
Little dash of milk.
And
that
a French
is
Earl Grey is vanilla added. So I think she could be a little touch of like exciting.
Vanilla. Yeah, true. Vanilla. So true.
She's got a little spice.
Hole in number 3. She did amazing.
Hole did. Even though she was cramping the whole time, she still did an amazing job.
Yes, we'll hear about that later. Mm. But Hole scored an amazing goal. And she was just, she was electric.
Yeah.
She's one of those players too where you just like have trust in what she's going to do with it, you know.
I love those kind
she's
of
She's Speedy Gonzales. She's a little popper rocket too. Mm-hmm. Hoppy, as per incredible, dominated.
She did have a little injury in the she last did. Second. She did.
We were a bit worried.
Yeah.
But she has resurrected.
Yeah, I think it is she's okay. Okay.
We're okay. We need her and mm-hmm. we love her. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Sarah Wallace.
Swally.
Number one.
It was so
one.
Nice to have her back.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And did she dominate? She was in halfback for a bit of the game. And gosh, she just would get the ball every time.
Every single
like
time.
Like our defense was so strong and like largely as well because of her. She was yeah. amazing.
She's a dependable player.
Yeah.
But I think we also, I just want to mention Maggie and
yes. Maggles. Soph. And Soph. Just electric too.
Because they played really well as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our team is so
and Tao,
fast.
And Tao also
and
played
Tao.
Really
oh,
well.
Oh, she played great in defense
all
too.
All the little girls.
Like
they
the
really,
newbies
really
have just
showed
come
up.
In and yeah. they've just.
And Anna had her first goal.
Yes. Yes. That little kick. We did a lot of soccering and she got it through and yeah. it worked. It was amazing.
It works. Soccering
but yeah,
works.
Those new girls, incredible. Like mm. I'm so glad they're with the team. They're loving it.
They're fit. They're fresh. Just running the whole time.
They're like fresh meat.
They're committed to the game. It's
yeah.
great.
They're fresh steaks.
Yeah.
They're ready. They're ready.
Yeah. Unlike me, I'm only committed when
we're
cinnamon
like
comes
old
out.
Old weathered, like little.
When CC comes, you know it's going to be a good game. But you know CC wasn't there CC last
wasn't
weekend.
There. But you played really well.
Thank you.
I was proud of you. Thanks. Now, goal kickers. Emma Chappell won. Anna Cross won. Holpo won. Emily Draper won. Amazing Drapes. Lulu Tinney won.
Oh, Lulu's goal was great. Because
that was amazing.
Jessie set it up for her.
What?
Did you see that?
What? Oh, yes.
Jessie marked
Jessie.
It.
Oh, my gosh, of course. And she played and then, so well too, Jessie.
Yeah.
Everyone. It was just dominating. And then
that
Lou.
Was such a great move from Jessie
yes,
to handball it off.
It was.
Lulu.
And then just Lulu straight through the goals.
Yeah. Bang.
Banger. Bangeranger.
Bangeranger.
Now, we'll go into it a bit later, but that game was big because the boys watched.
Yeah.
And really, do they get to do that because a lot of the time they're playing. But they're a different breed when they come and watch those boys.
But I didn't think they were as hyped as they were last year, to be honest.
Really?
Last year they were like screaming.
See, I think they get progressively louder. So the drunker they get by fourth quarter, they're pissed as parrots.
Yeah, I
and
agree with you actually.
I do feel bad for the other team when the boys do come watch because yeah. they just let loose.
They like, do. And they yell at the players.
They yell at everything.
I remember last year one of the girls like actually like kind of went off the field and started trying to like arc up to one of the boys.
And the boys were fueled.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Like those boys just get so into it. But they just love the Queens.
They do.
I mean, why,
love the Queens.
I mean, why wouldn't they?
Yeah, they do.
We're a great bunch. And I heard the Kenzie went off.
The Kenzie did go off.
I heard it was a
really
great group of people and I wasn't there, unfortunately, but I heard it was wild.
It was really fun.
And then the night continued.
The night
into
continues.
The town, into the morning.
I went to town and I didn't even have an ID.
Oh
I just got
gosh.
In
you
off
just got
my
in.
Pure
face.
Hotness.
you just, like
I just
snuck
said,
your way
God,
into it.
Hi.
Hi.
Would you let me in?
And he said, yes, of course.
Come in, my girl.
Oh my gosh, you're
then
amazing.
Just let me in.
Who do you think was best on ground for boys as far as like drunkenness is concerned?
Oh.
Who was like the best performing of the day? Sam Carruthers was like getting
Isaac
very.
Isaac Twelfthree.
Yes, or Sam.
Or Izzy, or Sam.
Sam yeah. was getting very vocal by the end.
Yeah, but Izzy was very drunk. He had red wine lips.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my God, red wine
but
lips.
But they all preed. Magnus was also very drunk.
Mango, darling.
And Mags
mango.
Kept saying, I'm so drunk, I'm so drunk. And I was like, babes, yeah, you are. Because she started preying.
But like.
We don't pre.
We don't pre.
Girls don't. We The queens are secret.
But
we
the
don't
boys,
pre.
The boys pre.
They love a good pre.
They love a good pre.
Yep.
Now, finally, the player cards. They
player
were great.
Cards.
Player cards are amazing, everyone. But I will say. The insider trading is not okay. So the boys, it was a lucky dip. And I've never felt more violated with the amount of trades I got.
It was not a lucky dip. It was the most corrupt thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was so bad.
Corrupt.
And how boys were just trading players as though they
heartless.
Were just
heartless
little horses on a field.
How dare they
like,
do
it's
that
just
to us.
Ridiculous.
And I thought, do you know that girl? Have you spoken to her? If you had, you wouldn't trade her.
Eleanor was traded.
You wouldn't trade her.
Eleanor was traded and she tried to fight
you
back.
If you knew her, you wouldn't trade her.
How dare you trade?
Yeah.
But they were such a successful thing and it was such a good day. Very proud of the girls and I can't
we
wait.
We always get
for
a little nervy when the boys come out.
We
so
do.
I'm
we
really
do, but
happy
they did
just
pull
like
through.
Stuck to it.
But I'm really keen for the rest of like the season now.
It's on a high. I mean, if it stops raining, I'll be more excited.
My tan will love it too.
This damn rain needs to stop.
It does. But we're getting like to the middle to the end of the season now. It's time for everyone to just hype up a bit more.
We're going
to
knuckle down.
We're on a win now, so we're just going to keep that streak going.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a few weeks, my love. Mm. We've got a big guest tonight. Well, a couple of guests, actually.
We've got some major guests, club
guests. So I hope people get excited.
Like, kind of like the celebrities of the club.
Yeah.
Like the high-end people of the club.
Totally. So I'm excited.
Not me, who's like the dirt of
I feel like you are a celebrity.
Some under someone's shoe, like...
We're chopped liver to the club right now, okay?
To the club, you would not
We're like in the historic books, like just like deep buried down. Like
I'm someone the club doesn't want to be in the records. They're like,
but do you know what?
We're going to forget me.
But we're here because we're going to make them put us back in the books, okay?
They've got to because we're the podcasters. Otherwise, they wouldn't.
All right. I love you. Put us back, babies, and get ready for the big pod. Get ready for the guests that are going to come on. Let's do it. Oh, my gosh. I feel like this is just going to be one of the best episodes for the guests we have on tonight. Like, this is just going to be ridiculous.
We've got a wild combination.
Like, people will not be expecting this. But we've got two beautiful guests today. One of them is a player. She's been an OG she was there since day dot.
Yeah.
She's crucial for our club. Like, without her, there is probably room to say the club might not be where it is today.
I know, that's debatable.
Yeah. I am obsessed with her. And then we've also got a non-player. Who else have we got, Eleanor?
Well, he's a player, but he's not a
queen. Oh, yeah, he actually does play.
I feel like he's a queen, actually.
He's a queen deep down.
Yeah. He is.
Depending on the day.
He's transitioned to being a queen.
Yeah, and he is the assistant coach for this year. He's a new addition and he's really just formed into a crucial part of the club as well.
Yeah.
So who we've got today? Who have we got, Eleanor?
Miss Holly.
And Mr. Patrice. Oh, hello everyone.
Welcome. Hi.
How are you, girls?
How are we? How does it feel?
Oh, God, that was an intro.
Being on the pod.
Jeez, tell me about it.
They're a bit nervous, I think.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of questions.
I'm nervous.
The audience wants to know. God. The audience has been asking, and so we're going to deliver. That's what we do on this pod.
We do.
So, firstly, hi. We want to ask a little bit about you. We want to get to know who you are, what you do.
Bit of background information.
Bit of background. So, firstly, Holly Potamus, Hop Hole, Holly Cunningham. What do you do? Who are you?
I'm Holly. I'm still studying at uni.
What are you doing?
What are you studying?
I'm doing teaching.
Well,
yeah. The future of our education, everyone.
Yes, I'm doing teaching, secondary school, and I'm just working at Tree Climb for a bit of fun.
Slaying the day.
Yeah, and then...
Aren't you a manager at Tree Climb?
I am.
She's a crew leader, actually.
She's a crew leader.
Get the damn right.
That's what we're called.
That's the lingo.
She wears the different kind of t-shirt, the one that's like, wow, she's the big boss.
Oh, my God.
But if I saw her as my boss, I'd be like, literally get away. Like, you're annoying me.
So what are your hobbies?
My hobbies?
What do you like to do, Hole, in your spare time?
Yeah.
In my spare time, play footy.
Yep.
What else do I like to do?
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
That's
you're a bit of a home bunny.
Go to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's not raining.
And how long have you been a part of the club for?
I've been here since first year of the Queen's, so since 2021.
A day dotter, like the OG team.
Day dot.
Like pre-season energy.
Yep.
Well, that was a beautiful intro. We'll get into the real stuff later. Don't worry. This is just like a, like the surface level
setting
stuff.
Setting the scene.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Patrice Levicki, Patricia.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
And tell us your favourite nickname.
Yeah, we need to know. We need to confirm.
All right, so nickname, Patty?
Oh, you're so boring.
Can't believe you didn't choose.
It's just my normal...
You love Patrice, though.
Well, I've got no choice, I don't think.
No choice.
No choice at all, right?
No choice.
No choice.
What do you do, Patrice?
I'm a landscaper. So basically they're based in Adelaide Hills at the moment. So Shringybark Landscaping. And yeah, that's about it.
And how long have you been at the club for?
This is my second year. So first year last year.
Oh,
but
wow.
But you did not really have anything to do with us last year. Like, we all thought you were scary.
We all thought you were say hello to that man.
Yeah.
He is too scary for us. And now you're like a big koala.
Teddy bear.
Big teddy bear.
Probably koalas. That's what you're looking for, Bella.
Just came to my head. Sorry. Anyway. Okay. So now that we've done the whole... Hi, how are you? Let's get to the real stuff.
Yeah.
So these are called rapid fire questions, so you don't really have any time to think. Just say the first thing that comes to your head. Okay? So we're going to ask a question. Yep, ask you a question. Hole, you say first. Pat, you say second. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Really quickly, are you ready? Oh, my gosh, this is huge. Favourite queen, go.
Bella.
Eleanor.
Stop the clock! Stop it right now! I know they're meant to be rapid. Get out.
Oh, my God.
Get off the podcast.
Oh, my God.
That is disgusting.
I can't believe Holly didn't say me.
I can't believe he didn't say me. We're done. We're fighting now.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Next one. Favourite king. Go, go, go.
Mark Evans.
Liam Sutal.
Oh, cute. Oh, wow. Great choices.
Wow,
great
choices. Okay. Single or taken?
Single.
Taken.
Wedding video.
So this is a topic of conversation that we've been wanting to discuss. We knew Holly was single. Okay, we've known that for a long time. We do know that Patrice is taken.
Yeah.
By who?
My wife.
Who is?
Olivia Levicki.
A celebrity.
Absolute queen.
And we are obsessed with
her.
We
love her so
Shout
much.
Out to Liv Levicki. Now,
I love her Instagram and specifically
her wedding video. So we don't want to like freak anyone out here. But you know what's really sad? This was on a Saturday night a few weeks ago. And Holly and I were alone being nanas that we are. And we decide to get some burgers from Grill. Let's just set the scene. We get like, you know, a Coke No Sugar, put some ice in it.
Classic.
Sit down on the couch. Have a little stalk of Liv Levicki's Instagram, and every queen has done that. If you go down
a few swipes, if you
go down a few swipes, you'll see this beautiful wedding video. Now, I would be lying if I said we didn't put the wedding video up on like the big screen. We did screenplay it to the TV and sit there and bawl our eyes out while we listened to their wedding video.
There were tears.
So on the big screen. Oh, there were tears.
Oh yeah.
Your speech was just beautiful. I
didn't even hear the whole thing.
Oh no, we heard. We saw the 20-minute version. And we had our burgers, we were bawling our eyes. It was beautiful.
On a Saturday night.
So we do know that you're taken. We just wanted to tell you that. On a podcast level, that we do stalk your wife's Instagram.
And we do love the wedding video.
It's so good.
Okay, next question. Best game.
Best game. Hole, you go first.
Prelim final last year against Pulteney.
Agreed.
It's been a common answer amongst our guests.
I think, was that G Gazza's?
Yes. Yes.
Answer as well?
Yes. Yeah. Big game. Mm. Huge game. Patrice?
Coach or played?
Both.
Oh, wow. Coach, I reckon last week.
Last week was good.
Because I wasn't really a part of last year. So I thought, and then I haven't been to many games anyway as well. So I thought last week was really good. Never seen JC cry so much too.
Oh,
he cries.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't cry. He just wells. He wells.
He always does.
If we win the grand final one day, gosh, it's going to be just a waterworks show.
Oh yeah.
And then played?
Well, played.
My whole career.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It was probably when I was playing at Nord. It was a game we played against Centrals and I was leading possession getter on the ground and I kicked a goal too.
Patrice kicking a goal.
Oh my gosh, we've never seen that.
No. We're still waiting.
You probably keep on waiting, I reckon.
If you could be any player at the club, who would it be and why?
Mark Evans. Simply because I want to be able to play in a band and sing.
No, I agree with you. That's okay.
That's also one of the best on the team. And the coach and the captain. Like, there's just, you'd be everything.
But he's just, like, outrageous. Like, he gets the ball and the goals he kicks is, like,
are just stupid. I can't kick a goal. So if I was Mark Evans, I would kick lots of great goals.
Yeah, I'll never get over him getting up on stage with that guitar.
Oh,
I know.
It was amazing.
I know.
Playing Mr. Brightside, one of my favourites.
And he played Throw Your Arms Around Me by Hundreds
and
Collectors.
And he just, like, is cool. Like, how can you get up?
It's the coolest song ever.
Oh,
so cool.
So cool.
That wasn't really rapid fire.
No. Anyway. Sorry, we get carried away with Mark Evans. Marky takes up a lot of our time on this podcast. Let's go. Okay. Celeb crush, go.
Paul Walker.
He's dead. He's dead, Ollie.
So he's still hot.
Who's yours, Bells?
Ooh. Harry Styles.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, always has been. Like, he's actually just beautiful.
Paul Walker's so hot.
No, but Holly, he's like in a grave.
I don't care. Okay. R.I.P. Paul Walker. I'll see you in heaven, Holly, when we're married.
Holly watches Fast and Furious on the daily.
Fast and Furious.
All 57 of them. But like, she
watches.
Okay,
there's not that many.
Okay, next. Beautiful. Who's yours, by the way?
Oh, I have so many. Changes every day of my life. True.
Just like our crushes.
Yeah.
Holly?
In real life.
High school persona. What were you like?
I would say I was a bit of a goody two shoes, I guess.
You so were.
In the school walls, maybe.
She had the white
blazer.
When
she stepped out, once the day was done, she was a naughty girl.
She had two sides. Two sides. No, but she was a school prefect.
She was.
She was amazing.
At school, yeah. She was a bit of a suck up, to be honest.
Yeah, she
a
so would have.
Suck up?
Teachers, yeah. You would have been like, oh my gosh, Mr. Smith, like. Look
la,
at
la,
me.
La. She
like,
was obsessed with the teachers. Yeah, she especially
says
the
you,
sporting
Eleanor.
Cohort.
Says you.
What?
Me? No. Okay, beautiful. Now, if you were on an island, a deserted island, no one there, and you could bring one king or queen, who would it be and why? And you can't say Mark Evans now.
Okay.
You've answered him too many times.
I don't think I'd bring Mark Evans. Well, what he would bring is a guitar. I would probably bring... Who would I want to bring on a deserted island? I'm going to say, I'm actually going to say Soph Fallon.
Oh.
She's so smart.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
She's super smart and she'd also be a lot of fun. So she'd keep me company.
That's actually such a beautiful answer.
I agree.
I wouldn't even think of that.
Or I was going to say Lulu simply because, I mean, you're also super fun, Lulu, but. She's a nurse, so she'd save my life.
Yeah, yeah. She would be like perform life-saving interventions. Yeah. Okay, no, that's understandable. What about you?
Me, I was going to say you, Bella.
I'd be the last person anyone would bring on a deserted
because
island.
I'm just like, you know what? Who cares if we get off this island? We're having fun while we're on it. You know what I mean?
We would be only allowed.
We would have fun when we were there.
It would be a wild 24 hours.
Bella wouldn't get you.
And Jack would always come and find us. Like he would come and find us. Right?
Jackie would sit.
Like that's dependable.
He would have the boat coming through, being like, "Ladies, I'm here."
Actually, that's a great answer. Because if I knew I was with you, I know I'd be found because Jack would be searching for us.
He'd be searching for years until he found us, Eleanor. Brilliant. If you could be any player at the club, who would you be and why?
Marquita.
Oh,
could be my answer.
Same answer.
Same answer.
Yeah, we get it. I can't mention this man anymore.
What about a queen?
A queen?
Beef.
Oh,
you're staring close. Right at them. You're staring right at them.
So there is one.
Right in my eyes.
She plays in the midfield. And I think it's Holly.
Oh!
Actually, get out of this
said
house.
You could one answer.
You could send me at all. All he says is I'm dramatic.
I haven't said anything.
He literally just says I'm dramatic. That's all I've got. Well, why would she be Holly? Oh, let's hear it.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
And she's quick. She's got a good kick. And that's about it.
That's all you need.
That sums it up. Okay, whatever. Moving on. Celeb crush.
Celebrity crush. Ooh. I don't really have one, to be honest.
Well, that's boring. You
I'm not that. I'm boring. Any.
Any?
Nah, I don't really have one, to be
Bella
honest.
Bella Bernardi.
You're the celebrity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I am.
Actually, I've got one.
Yeah.
Who?
Olivia Levicki.
Yeah! She is a celebrity.
She is a celebrity.
Correct answer.
And may I
correct
just say, answer. The celebrity did tag me and Holly and India in an Instagram story
did
the other day.
She did.
And when she did, I have never been quicker to repost something in my life. Okay. Now, Patrice. Your high school persona, like how would you describe yourself in high school?
This tall, lanky, long hair.
Oh,
yeah. Long hair. I had a top knot.
Oh, no, that's disgusting.
No, you didn't.
Oh, no.
I did have hair once
you
upon a time.
You just went from a 10 to a 2. That is disgusting.
A 10 to a 2?
Nah, that is vile.
That's a very big drop.
That is disgusting.
Because I had a top knot.
That is, are you serious?
Yeah, serious.
When did you cut it off?
When you met Liv.
No, I had it when I did. Probably. She wouldn't date me if I had a top knot.
There's also another reason why she wouldn't date you.
Why?
If you scroll far enough on Instagram,
we're the biggest stalkers in the world.
What is with that bow tie you always wear?
The colourful one?
No, the fluorescent one.
Yeah, you know why? It's got water in it, so you can squirt people.
Oh, for God's sake.
Are you serious?
Yes. Oh, my God.
So I used to put vodka in it.
I thought...
Oh, okay. You're horrible.
I thought it was a fashion choice, and I was just thinking...
Yeah. I thought it was just, like, him trying to impress the ladies. Like, I'm going to wear a fluorescent bow tie.
Oh, no. God, no.
No,
oh,
no, it was no. for the vodka.
That's fair. I like that.
Okay, that sums up Patrice in high school. Okay. If you were deserted on an island...
Yes.
What king or queen would you bring and why? Now, if you don't say me now, then I'm actually kicking off.
Who would choose you? I mean, I chose you, but...
I know, but
I'm beginning to know.
A queen?
Or a king. It could be anyone from the club.
Oh, okay. Anyone from anyone the club.
And don't say Marquita again. I'm getting sick of his name.
Nah, not Mark. He'd be useless. who could I have? Who would you say, Holly?
I said Sophie Allen, because I feel like she'd be really smart and would know what to do, but she's also fun. And I also said Lulu because she's a nurse, and so she'd save my life.
Who would you bring? Come on.
Well, I can't have Bella because it'd be just dramatic. You'd be crying all the time. I want to get off this island. Yeah.
I don't even know how to get off.
Yeah, how would you know? Do you know how to do things?
No. Don't be ridiculous. Of course I don't. But come on, I'd be fun at least.
It's so much fun you can have. Seriously.
No, come on. What is your, like, even a king?
A king.
James O'Halloran? I feel like he'd be good on an island.
I don't know if he's resolved.
Probably George Thring, probably.
Oh, okay. Georgie.
Yeah.
What, do you feel like he'd just be reliable?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's funny too. So
okay, good balance. Patrice, now that we're over with the fire questions, I feel like we can get into the real stuff now.
Yeah, let's do it.
How does it feel to know your wife is a better footy player than you are?
I knew this was going.
Like, I feel like that's like a crazy thing to happen, but it's happened to you.
Well, of course it has.
Yeah.
I'm a, not a wag.
You're a dag.
Hag?
You're a hag.
You're a hag.
I'm a hag.
Husband at games. Yeah. You're a hag.
You love it though, don't you? You
love it.
You love being a hag.
I love it.
Do you get into her games? Do you love
yeah,
her?
Yeah, I do swear a bit.
Oh, my God.
I'm a feral supporter.
Oh, you're a feral player sometimes too.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You go into an ogre, Patrice. Yeah. You go into an
when
ogre.
When I cross that white line, I change a little bit. Yeah.
You go from teddy bear to full ogre.
But I'm never like that to you girls.
No, I've never liked that. When we do watch you, it is and when you come off and you've been angry, we're like, no, don't say a word.
You can't talk to him.
Time bomb.
Yeah, just don't do stupid things on the oval.
Oh, no.
Oh, because you'll spray. You'll get a spray for me.
Oh, no, it's not good. Poor little Jackie. I think he's been, you know.
Yeah, you've definitely sprayed.
I think I sprayed everyone.
He's a little fragile little thing.
I know. You've got to be careful.
No, he's not.
He is. He breaks in with his words. I know.
All the time.
I know. If Patrice got mad at me, I think I'd slap him.
The patience. she'll
just drop and start crying. I want to go.
I don't even cry, but whatever. Okay. So if your wife's a better footy player than you and your best friend's a better musician than you, would you? Because he's amazing. Then, like if Marquita was like the cool kid in school, like who are you to him?
Like your friendship dynamic?
Like, yeah.
Like just this funny drunk guy that always gets
pissed. You had the bow tie. I mean, bow ties as well, doesn't it?
Because I feel like you were a party kid in school, but I feel like deep down you're still a big party kid. Oh, come on.
Deep down I feel like I am. But physically, it hurts me a lot more.
I can't. That's it,
me. You're like, if I go out till past midnight, my week's done.
That's it.
You're on my ride off.
You're done.
Yeah.
It's like Nana Holly.
Nana Holly, would you consider yourself to be like an athlete?
Was.
Now?
Oh, no.
Then why on earth do you wear skins?
What do you mean?
Pat,
because
we didn't talk about these. They are horrendous.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
I hate them.
No man, unless you are a fully qualified athlete, should be putting those pants on.
I think she doesn't understand about my body.
No.
I need to wear these. If I don't wear these...
Just put some shorts over when you wear them. No, come on. Normally you don't. You're probably with them on in the car.
Do you want to have a look at these?
Come on, do you agree?
It does say Pembroke Pinto.
But Jack had skins on tonight.
Oh, tell me about that. Oh, I'm mortified. I'm like, get them off right now. Get them off.
Get them off.
They are not for men. I'm sorry.
Bella, can any king wear them? Tights?
Mark Eater.
He's the only one. He's the only one. But anyway, you used to be an athlete though.
You were hardcore.
No, you were hardcore. I've seen the photos.
Well, hardcore.
You were on the red carpet for the Sandville.
A couple of times, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we know.
Hardcore.
Quick little stalk.
Who was I with? Who was I with? Do you know who I was with?
No.
He plays at the club.
Oh.
Mark Evans.
Nope.
Oh.
Who?
He plays at the club.
Forsty.
No.
One of the Thrings.
No. Nope. I used to play
Anthony
with
Wilson.
Yeah.
Ah! We love it. And we love his child.
Oh, we do.
Daughter is so
beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
While you're both here, I feel like we need to bring up this story, Hull, because I feel like it needs to be put out there. Do you agree?
Say it.
Holly was having a big night once. This was recently. Not recently, in the past year. She was with her beautiful friend, Hugo Hart, who we love. He was back from Melbourne. They went out on the town for a night, very rare for Hull. So when she does, we know it's going to be big. She decides to get on one of those stupid scooter things, right? And starts to make her way back to the home in North Adelaide.
Yeah. I haven't heard this.
It was reported that a girl was was found on the streets of North Adelaide wearing little to no clothing. With a Britney Higgins, a free Britney sign.
No. Oh my God. Where did you find that sign?
Okay.
Tell me where you found the sign.
I was actually just at the Fringe.
And I went. What are you looking for, mate, on this story, okay?
And I went, Garden of Unearthly Delight.
I was in the garden.
That makes it even worse.
And I went to a magic show.
Oh, the magic show.
Pretty drunk at the magic show. And then started scootering home. And had a free Britney poster and was screaming free Britney whilst riding down the scooter.
In front of the children, Holly. The children.
It was late.
The Garden of Unearthly
Delight. Late, about 10 o'clock. No.
It was late for me. But, yeah. Don't worry, I had the poster on me. Poster. I had the poster as clothing.
Because if you didn't, there would be you could be in jail now, Holly. Oh, my God.
It would be free Holly instead of free Britney.
She's so embarrassing. And Pat can sometimes be embarrassing. Like, I feel like he's going to be an embarrassing dad one day.
What?
Yeah.
I agree with you, actually.
So you will embarrass your kids so much.
Oh, yeah.
It depends.
On the gender?
Yes.
No, if they were, you are meant to be a dad of girls. Like,
yeah, 100%.
If they're dad of girls, I might as well shave my head. Like, go bald. I might as well.
You will treat them like utter princesses.
Oh, they would. I'll be... Like, Liv will be like the evil one, and I'll be the one that comes in and just saves the day every time.
Let's go get ice cream. That's what you say.
But then, if I have twins or anything, and it'll be boys, oh, Lord help me. They'll run amok. If they're anything like me, my house will be upside down.
So, now that we're on the topic of you at the Queen's, we just want to know what was your expectation going into the Queen's? And how has it changed to today?
I'm feeling like it would have changed. Like a little
surely
bit.
Surely it's changed.
I didn't expect much, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, just see how the girls adapt to me, really. Mm. Because I've never really been out with a group of girls at all. And when you girls get the giggles, I'm still...
I don't know how to take it.
Basically, training is a write-off.
He doesn't know how to contain us.
It's done. It's.
Except for the other day where you did that drill where you told us all, actually, you cannot speak, not one sound.
That was hard.
That was really difficult.
You contained us then. But did you think that we were going to be loud, obnoxious, funny,
sing
hilarious,
sing
amazing?
You do all that.
Yeah.
Still.
But did you think you were like,
no,
you have any idea?
No, not at all. Okay. No.
But now, how would you describe us in like three words as a team? Like, what would
all
you
three
use?
Three words.
on the spot
this
here.
Is be
funny.
Yes.
Agreed.
Oh, another two, eh? Enjoyable.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
And fun as well.
Yeah. Chaotic, maybe?
Chaotic.
Oh, there's a lot. I could we can keep on going.
The list is extensive.
Because how is, like, it must be so different to train with the boys and then come
out. Oh, yeah, it is. Like, there's not much talking in the back of the car. You girls are having a good old chin wag about how was your night last night? What did you get up to? Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this weekend, what are we doing? And
we're tanning.
Outfits are a big conversation.
Are we tanning? I don't know.
You know more about our routine than most men, I would say.
Well, I do have a wife, you know, so I know.
yeah, of course.
And then, Hull, because we all knew that Pat was coming. But we didn't know who he was. Like we said, we thought he was like this big, scary giant. How has your opinion changed on him now? Like, what would you say?
Oh, he's literally the biggest teddy bear ever.
yeah.
And as much as he wants to deny, you know, oh, yeah, it's just the girls. He loves us.
He loves
he
us.
He loves coming to training.
He apparently loves Eleanor the most, which is absolutely ridiculous.
I know. Shocking.
I mean,
but
someone had to say it.
I definitely think he probably likes being out with us girls more than being with the boys.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's way more
I think
fun.
He likes being a queen more than a king.
What about the first? It was the season opener, and you had won like best player or something. You're in the top five, and do you remember when all the queens went nuts and you were so embarrassed? Like, you were like, oh my gosh, don't even look at me.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, so
don't even look at me.
Even when you girls come out to a few of the king games, and I'll even just take a simple mark, and my opponent on the day go, what's going on here? Why are they cheering so much behind you? Oh, you wouldn't know. You don't want to know.
Oh my gosh, no. We're the biggest fans. We are the biggest fans. Well, that's lovely. Thank you for going into that, guys. Now, we've got some stories that we want to just unpack with you, if that's okay. So, first of all, Holly, the game that we played recently, last week, you had a little episode where I thought she was dead.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, nah, this is it. Like, she's, like, actually, like, she's gone down. That is the season ender for Holly Cunningham.
Yeah, I agree with you.
What happened, Holly? What happened? What was the outcome?
All right. I'll give you the context of the story.
Yeah, please.
I've marked the ball, and I'm a lot further out than what I can actually kick. But I've got Pat behind me going, you can kick that.
Oh, not necessarily. You could kick. You know?
No, I was very far out. So last couple 35. Of minutes of the game, I thought it was about 40.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's gone, go on, you can kick it. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll try. I go to kick it and I just cramp in my right leg and then I land and I cramp in my left calf. So both my calves are cramping. I've just fallen to the floor.
Holly, I thought you were having a seizure.
No, yeah. I thought she was
just lying back, having a little, like,
no, she
lie
was
down.
Bawling. She was a bawling.
Really?
And I was like, this is the most,
okay,
like,
I
oh
wasn't bawling. Okay.
Bawling is the word.
Or you're bawling.
Oh, she was, oh.
She's been shot.
She's shot. The I was like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do. Pat's got Amber Hopkins also crying on his left arm. Oh.
Too much crying for one day,
got
I think.
Holly Cunningham on the other right
too
arm.
Too much crying.
Like whole pole.
Hey. Bit dramatic. Crap, that was painful.
Oh, I could tell. Don't worry. I think the whole of Adelaide could tell after that episode. Jeez Louise. But you're okay now? We're recovered?
We're fine.
We're fine. We're training tonight. It's okay.
Yep.
Poor Pat. He's just
poor
learning.
Poor Pat. Yeah, I know.
Resilience building, Patrice.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Can we just explain what the pickle juice is? I don't know what it is.
What do you mean?
Everyone keeps referring
to
it in the games.
Pickle juice.
It helps you with your cramping
and
stuff.
Really?
Yes.
We need some pickle juice. We should get some of that.
I don't recommend
really
it. It's disgusting.
Nice.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah.
You would cramp a lot. You cramp a lot.
No, I don't run hard enough to cramp.
Trees, don't admit that. Marquita would also, Marquita still hasn't said if Marquita's okay.
I think he did.
No.
No, we were waiting for him too, but he never did.
Still doesn't. Your
best
yeah, no. I take
You're
back.
Best friends with him.
Yeah. Well, what do you want me to do?
He was in the wedding video.
Marquita's not my favourite anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought I was your favourite.
No, I'm going to say Jack Ruthers is my favourite.
Jackie! Oh, beautiful Jackie.
We do
now,
have to say that.
Listen, let's talk about this for a second. What do you mean you can't tell Marquita? We need to know if we can keep saying this name.
I see him every day.
He's best mate.
I know.
We saw the wedding video.
He was your best man.
He was my best man.
And he did a lovely speech.
I know he did.
So get him
actually,
to talk to
he
us.
He was quite pissed before he did that. So you know how before you have the entrance going into the wedding, they introduce to each person.
Oh, yeah.
He was Marquita was pissed.
So I was watching him. I was watching him. And he's slamming down these the champagnes. And I was like, geez, he's really hammering tonk here.
Oh my god.
And he goes, Pat, pour me another one. I was like, yeah, no worries. I'm in chat, speaking to everyone. Oh, pour me another one. So you know, I reckon he's had about four or five.
Markita.
And he he goes, Pat, I need to go to the toilet. I was like, go, because we're about to walk out. He goes, gets up and he goes, oh shit. I think I've had too much here.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my
so God. When he was walking through here, you could tell he's all terpy, dancing, he's all loose. he's doing all right here.
And then he whipped out that speech.
Yeah, a bit longer. He had a bit of food and he was
Mark right. Evans gets pissed before his best man speech. Mm. That is a headline for this podcast. That is a great headline. Markita, you've been exposed. If you don't answer us, you will be exposed further. Okay? Respond. Wow, that was interesting. Now, Holly, let's talk about some misconceptions about you. Because I feel like, as a society of Adelaide, people would look at you and be like, oh my gosh, like Holly Cunningham.
She's so crazy.
Like, she's so crazy. She's so, so cool. Like, she goes out, she parties. Like, she's like a full on, like, party, you know, girl. Party girl, the cool kid of Adelaide.
Yeah.
Little do they know, Holly's the biggest freaking weirdo I've ever met in my life and actually the biggest nana I've ever met.
She's a huge...
No, I mean like, Eleanor, I mean like 7 p.m. in her bed on a Saturday night eating grilled, has to go to bed at 8:30 because it's just too much for her
it's
to comprehend.
It's not a bad thing, Holly, trust me.
No,
it's
no.
It's not a bad
like,
thing,
Holly,
trust
let's
me.
Talk about
it's
this.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful, but would you say
it's
like...
healthy.
Yes. I think
really?
It's healthy.
Yeah. But do you think that like people like... have this idea about who you are and it's actually completely false and you're a total
probably
dweeb.
Not.
I think you're a total
no, I
dweeb.
I don't think so.
No, they do.
I you think probably she's had, know by now.
She's had her seasons.
You know I have my moments.
She's had her seasons. Seasons.
She's no. had her seasons. Shotgun Willie's the other weekend.
Then she can't, she has a low season.
I feel like this is a low season.
I'm going, really? Yeah, I'm having she's, a little bit of a low
You are oh. doing your masters, aren't you?
Yeah, she is doing yeah. her masters, everyone. Yeah. She's doing her masters in teaching.
Okay, we don't
she's
need crazy. To say that.
We do.
But no, I do love the nana life. The, it's
you
fun.
Do. But the first year of the Kings, before Patrice came on, you did love, like, you were out at the Kenzie, you were
oh,
meeting
not
the boys.
The Kenzie.
Oh, we loved the Kenzie.
Oh, you yeah. did.
Hey, it was we. We all we loved all, the Kenzie.
Oh, we all did.
It was
but I feel like she had some moments with
oh,
some
yeah.
kings.
Oh, yeah.
And if you had to marry a king, who would it be at this point and
Holly.
Why?
Here with we go, a bit of goss.
Am I allowed to say Jack Carruthers?
No.
Why not?
Because.
Can't I marry your boyfriend?
You can, but that's a boring answer. We'll move on with the kings. You're our favourite king now. Oh. Like, I feel like all the kings...
It's confirmed.
It's
yeah.
confirmed. I feel like we go to the Kenzie and then, like, no one cares about right now any of the other kings. And it's just Patrice. Patrice gets all of the attention.
What is something you both are looking forward to for the Queens this season?
Coming up.
You go. Oh. Yo, you want me to go?
Am I going?
Yeah, you go.
Oh, yeah. All right.
You go.
Finals. Yeah. I think. Mm. Yeah. I think you girls can go all the way, to be honest.
Mm.
I reckon. So, yeah. I reckon that's one thing. Mm-hmm. Me?
Yeah, I agree. Probably finals.
Finals?
Yeah.
Playing some hardcore games. Yeah. We'll be playing... When do they start? We should all know this.
Mid-August.
Mid-August.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone get excited.
I want the pressure to
kick up. I feel like that was what happened with the game last week. Like the pressure was on and we just delivered.
We did.
Yeah, like we executed
when we're pressured
a
little bit, it's good. It's a good thing.
It was a hectic game and there were player cards involved. And for those who don't know, who are listening from far away, player cards are basically like we printed off all of the queens in little player cards and boys got to pick them out of a hat.
I did see people trying to trade me off and I'm offended about it, honestly.
Yes. And do you know who tried? Do you know?
Someone was like, who wants Eleanor?
No,
I was like,
no,
what?
There was literal trading.
You bought me.
And I was
what
like,
do
I
you
don't
mean?
Even think
you
that's
can't
allowed.
Trade.
I don't even think it's allowed.
Unless you bought the whole team.
And then Pat bought the entire team.
Yeah, but also Pat was... loving a trade. He was wanting
what?
To trade.
Were you really
I wanted to trade for forwards.
He was trading the defenders. He was like, I want every single
trading?
Forward.
Are you kidding?
What do you mean?
You were trading.
I wanted free drinks.
I didn't think that you were trading.
I wanted free drinks.
You bought like $50 worth of cards.
I've got three free drinks out of it.
But I think... Poor Eleanor, I did see you get traded. And you tried to stop the trade, but I don't think it worked.
I can see you.
You were like, don't
I can see you trying to trade me.
And I said to Jack, how much am I worth? Because he didn't pick me. And he goes, $25. So he bought me
You didn't even sniff the ball that game.
And I was like, are you serious? Like, only 25? Like, that's all I am to you, $25.
$25. You wanted Jackie to pay $50 for you.
I did. Did you really?
Oh, but my that's God. That's, well, yeah, that's outrageous a little bit. Yeah, I would have thought.
What? I'm worth $25?
Oh, no, we're fighting.
Well, as a player card?
As a player card, I'm worth more.
How much would you pay for Holly?
I did not get then. One. I would pay.
Here we go.
Love. I'd give her my love. That's what I would do.
Oh,
so that's nothing. It's free, Holly. That's
so what you're talking about.
Nothing.
I'm
exactly. broke.
But the player cards were a hit. I thought they were great. The game was fantastic. We'll talk about that more in the intro.
We will.
But you guys loved that game. And Hol, you scored an insane goal. Tell us about that goal. Did you think, when you kicked it, were you like, nah, no way? And did you turn around?
Oh, yeah. I was so shocked. And then I didn't even realise. I was like, oh, wow.
It really turned for you. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. This is going to go in.
She's I don't back. Even know what
She's
happened.
Back. She's back.
I can't
She's
even
back.
Remember what
She's
I did.
Electric. No, it was amazing. And I think we all played really well, I would
I think
say.
We did.
It was a great game.
Yeah. I think having Patrice there was really helpful.
Because he's never there. Yeah. You're never there because
I didn't do a whole lot.
Knowing that you're there as the runner, we weren't running too much.
You don't really run. What I do is I run probably 10 metres off and then start yelling and screaming and everything. That's why.
Yeah, you don't really run. You more scream.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah, that's the runner's role.
That's the runner's role. You've got to talk loud.
I thought you'd... Okay.
We always get told, all the runners get told off.
Told off.
Yeah.
I was pretty quiet.
Why does a runner get told off?
Because a lot of our, past runners, they do coaching on the field. You're not allowed to do that, no.
What's the distinction between coaching and just saying something?
So telling the girls where to set up or go over there or go put in the, that kind of stuff.
Oh.
So you're not allowed to do that.
You didn't get told off, did you?
Because I didn't do that.
I think I told Pat off.
What did you tell him?
I think I yelled at him for something.
I yelled at
him to do. I did. I think I yelled at you for something. Yeah. I can't remember what.
I don't know. What did I do?
I don't know.
I don't know what I did wrong.
I don't even know what you do half the time. I just get mad at you.
Yeah.
Why do you get mad?
Because
if you just get the ball and do the proper things better, you'd be right.
Now I'm really mad. We better end this podcast here before it breaks out into serious tension.
Oh, my God.
No. But thank you so much for coming. It's been an honour.
For embarrassing.
It's been an honour.
Thank you, girls.
Any last-minute words of advice for the Queens before the season ends?
Ending
and then we'll
statements.
End it there. Ending
statements, guys.
Any quotes?
We've got it, Queens. We can go all the way through. I know we can.
Go the Queens.
Yeah.